effectiveness of the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, you know? Uh-huh. So if you can help someone, most of the time you should, right?
God, unless you guys have hearts of gold.
What?
You guys have hearts of gold.
Yeah, well, like it's bronze, iron maybe? I don't know. I'm working my way up.
I don't have a heart of gold. Don't. Yeah, no.
I try sometimes.
Okay, one, we got a text. Genderbone says, Adam, put your toothpaste in a Ziploc. Good idea. Good suggestion. Instead of like letting... Yeah. What do you think of that suggestion?
Put some cellophane over it.
I never put my toothpaste... Jail my toothpaste. Nah, it needs to live free.
So if I'm eating like a can of beans or anything, like anything in a can, and I don't have like something to put over the lid, then I'll just like put it in a Ziploc bag in the fridge.
Dang. Uh-huh.
I feel like
Dang.
That works with so many things.
We are not a Ziploc family.
Uh-huh. Like, oh, yeah. you're like morally opposed to them, or you just don't like
them?
It's
a thing, man. It's like, okay, we have the paper towels, but we also have about 50 white rags that we use for wipe downs, clean up, stuff like that. So paper towels are for very, 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 very special things. Like, we'll have a conversation about, you know, should we use a paper towel for this puddle of pee that's on the mat right now? Or should we use the, you know, it depends. And if it's really gross, it's paper towel. But, we don't have any Ziploc bags at the house. This is a long time ago. Last time I bought Ziploc bags, I had a little meltdown in the store because I was trying to find the best quality of Ziploc bag that I could find, but also at the value. So I didn't go for name brand, and I ended up with these really small snack bags that, like, you know, you could fit like 3 peanut butter pretzels in, and that's it. And then my wife was like, these are the most useless bags you could have ever bought. And I'd spent like 10 minutes trying to buy. So we're not a Ziploc family.
I think that's the way to be. I've been romanticizing like just using like glass jars and like, I don't know, just glass Tupperware and things like that. Because I was up at this party, like a friend's birthday party the other night, and this girl was talking my ear off about this new Netflix documentary about microplastics and how they're everywhere and how bad they are for you. And that's not even including all the like disposable waste of throwing away bag, like plastic on a regular basis. But I'm like, you know what? Maybe it would give me some peace of mind to, you know, segue away from using plastic, Ziploc bags, things like that, you know?
All right. Well, we have a group of people coming. We got Emily Hempson. Dr. J is here with Bunny, I believe. And we're gonna take a little break, and then we'll reconfigure ourselves so we can make room for all these people that have showed up. If you're just tuning in, this is Sex, Drugs, and Basketball. You are listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 107.1 and 91.1 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. And we'll be right back with more Sex, Drugs, and Basketball. We always love to play bands that are playing in town this week. We also love like our stoner, like doom metal. So this is a band that sort of falls in that category. It's called Hog. They're playing with Wizard Cage and Crooked Looks at the Coffin on Saturday night. So let's give Hog a listen. Okay, we are back. This is Sex, Drugs, and Basketball. My name is Arthur Bradford, and so first we played Hog, who are playing at the Coffee Club on Saturday, and then that next song was this band called Femtimal, like fentanyl with a femtimal, and they're well, I can't figure. They are playing next week, but I've lost the information. you'll have to look them up if you liked it. Okay, so we've had some comedians that stop by. We've got Emily Hempson and Michael, right?
Yeah, that's me. Michael Phelps.
Okay, so. Hewitt and Emily were doing open mics, and then they came by. But you were doing some different comedy.
Yeah, tonight. Yeah, I was doing a show at Hoku Event Space on Madison and 11th. I was opening for Kermit Apio. I guess there's this lady in town, Dorothy Geary, who runs like theater shows all over the region, and that was the first comedy show in that new event space tonight.
So okay,
it's a really cool space. If you want to check it out, it's got good lighting, it's a good scene, there's good Hawaiian food.
And so did you know the person you opened for, or are you like, are you
no
just...
I actually got the opportunity tonight to meet him and do something I've always wanted to do and say, hey, your reputation precedes you, because I'd heard so many good things about him. And I told him, like, I was like, oh, I hear you're very funny and you're very nice and very easy to work with. And he goes, well, that's a lot of pressure, man.
Well, and was he nice?
He was incredibly kind. He absolutely crushed that room. Everyone left very happy.
And how was your set?
It was good. It was fun. I did like 15 minutes. Uh-huh. Smooth sailing.
Have you heard this show before tonight, or is this the first time?
I have heard this show. I've listened to it for a while. I haven't listened to it specifically in a while, but I remember, wasn't it at a different time previously?
Yeah, it's been at different times. Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been on for a while and at different times. That's true. Yeah. But like, always Thursday night.
Yeah, yeah.
The anchor slot.
Yeah.
Anchor slot. So I'm familiar with like Pizza Johnny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know where Pizza Johnny is tonight, actually. This he's conspicuous. Usually he's texting in throughout the show, but we haven't heard from Pizza Johnny.
Mr. Johnny. Get it together.
It's rare that we have a... And then he'll text, like, next week he's going to text in and apologize for not being around, but we'll see.
Yeah, then Emily hit me up as I was leaving my show, and she was like, hey, we're going out to Slingshot to talk to the radio guys. I was like, oh, cool. I'll come by. That sounds fun.
Well, Emily, did you you want to say hi on the...
Yes. Hello. Hello.
How was your open mic set tonight?
It was good. It was good. It was a pretty decent crowd, and I don't know. I feel like I'm doing weird jokes right now where people come up to me after and they'll say very interesting things. And so, yeah, it was good. It was fun.
Did you and Hewitt do the same open mics, or you were different ones?
We did the same one. Hewitt signed me up because I was running late. So.
At Al's Den.
Yes.
And by the way, you are performing at the Laugh Basement at the show that Hewitt hosts.
Yes.
Is it next month? Is that?
Yeah, it's April 27th. That's April. When it is. Probably the best one that's going to happen on a Monday. although they're good every Monday. I'll give him that.
Yeah, I was actually just at the Laugh Basement on Monday. I just happened to like be looking for something to do and saw Hewitt there.
I heard. Yeah, I was like, oh, my God, look at that. Full circle.
Let me just read some text before they get too old. There was what, because we were talking about premonition. So someone, this is Tall Tim said, synonyms for premonition include foreboding, suspicion, dread, omen. So a good feeling to heed. Okay. This was related to a story about Adam having a premonition about someone who got in touch with him and then hit him up for money. So we've been talking about that too. And then this is a long time. Haven't heard from Bart in a long time. This is like kind of big news that Bart is texting in here. This is a guy I said who he. I guess I don't know. It's been a couple of years since you've texted in. It says, Arthur, it's Bart Shedson. Long time no talkie-talkie. Just wanted to give a big shout-out to our boy, our dog, our best friend. Well, my best friend, at least, Big Grease Greason, is home in the PDX. So Greason is this guy who texts the show and is like, I could never tell whether he was serious or whatever, but he last time we heard from him, he was driving and drinking and like as he was texting and I was like, pull over. Like he was sending pictures and then the last picture he sent was like he's in his car and there's a like police car pulling that had pulled him over. And he was like, I'm getting arrested, you know, I'll see you later. And then we haven't heard from him since then. And I couldn't tell whether it was real or not. So this is the first time we're hearing from, this is his friend, Bart, saying Greason is home. It says, but so Bart, okay, I think that, so we'll get maybe an update here. It says, hope your spring is off to a good start. Wow, NBA sexpansion, the war on oil and drugs, AI taking over our communities and jobs, Portland's opening ketamine shops, gee, golly, bet you didn't have this on your 2026 bingo card. If you see Greason out and about tonight, tell him I'm sorry I can't be there. Just got the kids tucked in. We are all ready for second opening day of the Giants tomorrow. Big series, baby. Get your gloves lathered. Barty out. Okay, well, that was a lot of information there. Bart, if you know what's up with Greason, will you please tell me? Because last we heard he was like getting arrested, and I guess you're leaving. You're not texting us again. But if you know the answer, let me know. I'm curious. Sometimes I wonder if Bart and Greason are the same people. By the way, I haven't really figured it out. You think they are? You just from reading that one text.
This is some Fight Club situation, right? This is one person. If they're aware of it or not, I'm not sure.
It wouldn't be the first time that someone has texted in like from two different numbers and been the same person.
Wait, but you can do that?
Is the other one? No, I'm here.
He's really committed to the bit if he's got two phones going.
I feel like it's happened, but I don't know. I can't quite figure out. We get pictures from Greason a lot. He's quite a character. He usually texts in all caps.
Not surprised. Yeah. Exactly what I would be expecting.
Pizza Johnny is texting in, speak of the devil. It said, we forgot to check. Are you guys alive tonight? Yes, we were just talking about you, Pizza Johnny, and wondering why we hadn't heard from you. It's a live show tonight. And by the way, Dr. J is here, speaking of Pizza Johnny. Let's say hi to Dr. J and Bunny, by the way.
Good evening.
You're back.
Yeah, I am.
And you brought your friend Bunny. Who you want to say hi, Bunny?
Hi.
Last time you were here, you said, I think you said you were going to talk more the next time you were here.
I don't know if I said that, but I said I would try to be less shy, yeah.
The funny thing about Bunny last time was like Dr. J was talking about, you were talking about rope work.
Yeah.
And you were like talking about all these ways in which you tie people up. And Bunny was like eating tater tots and nodding like really like, oh, yeah. It was like a visual that couldn't be translated via radio. But
Okay.
But I had a feeling like there was like more to the story, you know.
I got some rope practice planned tomorrow with a friend. I think we have some rope plans next week to like kick off the rest of your birthday month.
It's like, Bunny's birthday month?
Yeah, March. Okay. Yeah, it's madness, you know?
And what do you have like, celebrations for your birthday month that you want to share or anything?
We have a gangbang in the works. it's posted, it's scheduled, we're recruiting right now, and that's about it, right?
A gangbang tell me more about this gangbang.
A midweek one on a Tuesday. It is going up on a Tuesday indeed.
And what does it mean? What do you post? Like how do you recruit
gangbang? we're gonna look for like say 10 people because uh-huh. expectation in like this game is like 50% are gonna drop off, like uh-huh. get cold feet, something yeah. just comes up, you know, uh-huh. like things happen, right? Like I'm empathetic to having to reschedule. So you have that expectation of fit, like half of them yeah. falling off. So you planned like invite double to get like half of the people to come. So that's what I'm shooting for. Yeah, yeah.
But if all 10 showed up, that's fine too.
I mean, yeah, it's fine. It's whatever. I guess so. You're like, hey.
I mean,
hit the gangbang lotto. You know.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Would
for sure.
That be good, or would you kind of be like, oh, I wish it like it, eight?
Yeah, is there a magic
10 just
number?
Feels like a lot, but I feel like that.
I think the 50% rule is like the one to go off of yeah. for
no,
sure.
No, but I meant like to show up, you know, like.
Oh, it's
depending
on the person and like the situation for sure.
What, you yeah. So you put, what is the ad say? Like, what is the call?
Oh, gosh.
What is it?
I was like, happy spring. Like, we need like, you know, let's go celebrate a birthday, you know, uh-huh. you know. Bang like bunnies or something like that. Yeah, right. yeah.
And then
just describing like the situation, like this is the date, this is the time, supposed
do you post
location
these across Portland.
No, not like a flyer or anything.
Okay,
there's social media platforms for that uh-huh. and stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it?
I saw some crazy stuff when I lived on Belmont.
Oh, I'm sure this town is. You know, it's not immune to some guerrilla marketing and things like that.
What is it? Are you posting on like Reddit? Is that what like?
No, it crossed my mind. Uh-huh. That may be. I think, but the platform that I did
audience.
Post on, I think we've got enough people responding. But Reddit okay. crossed my mind as a backup. Yeah,
and
I had my first like successful like Reddit meetup, which uh-huh. I was like, cool, I got that done.
A Reddit like a was it a sexual meetup or
yeah,
like a,
there was sex involved.
I don't know. Tell me about that.
It was a person that they were looking for a specific sex act they want, like fisting uh-huh. specifically. Uh-huh. I was like, cool, like I'm down with that. And, like that's me. I think we can like have a good time. Uh-huh. And then like they came over and like met Bunny and like we entertained them for like an evening and they uh-huh. went about their way. So that was pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
I miss Craigslist days because I had a really uh-huh. great success with Craigslist. And like that public like forum is, I don't know, I kind of miss it, but yeah.
So this person was saying, I want to be fisted, and you were like, I can help you.
Yeah,
with
I can
that.
Do that.
And,
yeah.
And then you did.
And then, got to know each other. Like, uh-huh. it was a slow burn.
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
smoked
that...
weed, and then it happened. A couple months after, I feel like, two uh-huh. months after.
So they came over, and did you know when they came over that the fisting was going to happen, or was it kind of up in the air?
I want to say it was leaning towards that, uh-huh. like, you know, 60% chance of fisting and, uh-huh. and on the night's itinerary. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Were they concerned about the size of your hand or anything? Or they?
I don't think
like
so. That
like...
wasn't, uh-huh. Like brought up. I think we both knew that they were ample and ready. Yeah,
Arthur, okay. size yeah. doesn't matter.
To some folks, for sure.
With a fist, it's a big...
yeah.
Know.
I mean, I was impressed. Like,
you were...
Yeah. They had been... They had a lot of experience.
yeah.
Okay. Mm. All right. So, back to the gangbang. You advertise and is it when you have this, the people who come, is it like the same characters each time, or do you see like new people?
That's usually like the next step, like, you know, the post briefing. Uh-huh. It's like you need the Rolodex of reliable players in uh-huh. like this sort of lifestyle.
Yeah.
So again, you have that 50% rule of like the casting, like the first like dry dead casting or whatever. Uh-huh. And then you always hit up the homies first, like the people that you know show up. It's all about networking, you know?
Yeah, but I'm like, you're relying on half not. I mean, again, I'm like, if 10 is cool, it's a fine number.
I mean, in the age...
In the age of
dating and social media and ghosting as a socially acceptable sort of, like, thing to do, like, uh-huh. you have to bank on at least 50. That's, like, the minimum. That's the bar, really.
So,
right, you know, in the moment, like, oh, this sounds so hot, and then you get over it. Like, dudes are real finicky. I mean, I think
anything
so.
Anything can happen.
Right, really. And then again, I'm empathetic to, you know, things happening. So, like, I, well, I, yeah.
I remember Dr. J, one of the first stories you told on this show is one of my favorites, is like you were texting the show about how you were in charge. It was like a gangbang, or maybe it was just like a sex party. It was an orgy.
It was
an orgy. And you were in charge of bringing in the Viagra and the cocaine.
No, that was in preparation for.
You were preparing for.
Preparing. So I took my Viagra score and brought it to the orgy.
And then, yeah, we were trying to figure. And then you also were in charge of bringing fruit.
Right? It was a potluck, yeah.
It was a potluck. And then we talked to you before, and then we got like the story afterwards,
right.
Like a couple weeks after, yeah. And it turned out like all the guys like crapped out, like they couldn't perform, and you had to like carry the load for the whole party.
carry the load, yeah. Yeah.
You stepped up and had sex with every woman in the room.
Yeah, and got fed grapes at the end. It didn't seem real. It really did. There were four women in total. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But all the guys like passed out or like.
One was like, I'm just here to roll weed. The other one's like, I just want like head.
Uh-huh.
And then the other one, I think it was just, yeah, me. I was the third guy. Yeah. Yeah.
You brought all this watermelon and Viagra. And
yeah. I mean, it was like a fruit assortment. I think I had mango, strawberries, pineapple, watermelon, and honeydew and cantaloupe. You know,
the
Safeway like bonus tray. I probably had a pint of blueberries on there too somewhere, sprinkled out. No.
Wow.
Yeah, a gang of fruit.
Michael Phelps, do you have any questions for Dr. J and Bunny?
Well, I'm guessing based on that whole conversation that when you said earlier that you're going to do some rope work, you're not talking about tying up boats.
No, I'm not tying up boats.
No, it's sexual.
Oh, most definitely. You know, some people don't need to have like sex with their kink, so like sex can be involved. It's like, sex adjacent for sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So it's kinky. That's for sure. Some kinky knots.
Most definitely, for sure. Most definitely.
Not knots as in boat speed, though.
I feel like, so then the other thing was Dr. J was asking about stand-up comedy open mics the couple weeks ago. I feel like Dr. J would be good at, are you still thinking about doing it? Like,
I'm thinking about it. How long is your, like, you know, comedy tenure, you know, career been?
I'm doing it since 2017.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it, but, you know, I know another comic friend. He's like, everyone thinks they're funny, but, you know, you either do it or you don't. So that really makes, like, somebody to tell jokes or you don't tell jokes. So you, like, get off the, crap or get off the pot sort of mentality about it.
Yeah, there's only one way to find out. Let's get up in front of people and tell some jokes.
At my father's place, Mike, tomorrow night. That's what I was going to say. He runs to my father's place.
Yes, my father's place every Friday at 9 o'clock.
You run it
open mic
open
comedy.
Mic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wait, on which night? Friday night?
Every Friday, yeah.
Okay. I've heard that's a good... My father's place is a good place to get food, actually.
I feel like that crowd would be a good crowd to like, cut your tooth on. You know, like, I feel like, you know, tough, but like when you do it, like you'll know that you got them, you know, sort of like feeling.
Dr. J, for someone who's never been there, you just described it perfectly. Yeah. They are tough, but when you get it, they give it to you.
What time does the open mic start?
Starts at 9 o'clock. So sign up sheet goes out at 8:30. Show starts at 9.
And so a lot of times when because I love stand up comedy, I think it's fun even if the comedian's not like they're sort of like bombing and or whatever.
It's delicious.
It can be pretty entertaining. It's when you go to open mics, but a lot of times when you go to open mics, it's just like comedians. Like, I feel like it's like, is that the way it is? It's just open mics. It's just comedians in the audience. And then,
I mean, the goal is to have maybe as many audience as comedians, but that's pretty tough when, you know, your comedian list is like 25 to 30 people. So long as there's like some tables of civilians, as we call them, then like, I'm happy that they're there laughing. Yeah.
Four people. That's good. Yeah. I know. I'm a fan of the open mic.
It would be four people like, and then 20 of your peers talking about their genitals in the back, you know?
All right.
And then they'll tell you, hey, it was a good set, even though they were not paying attention.
Do you have other regular nights that you perform around town, or what's your...
I'm bringing back a show that I did last summer called the HR Department, where people submit like bad work stories, and then me and the people I book, we riff about, like, we read them out loud and riff about them on stage, and then like talk to them a little if they want to, and then give an official like HR department decision about who screwed up and needs to like be fired or whatever. So that next one is going to be April 15th, tax day, at Bunk Bar Water.
Oh, I love that. I love Bunk Bar Water. Okay. Do you know Matt Brown?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he runs that place.
Yeah. Okay. Let me read some text messages, because I've lost track of people have been sending in texts, and I apologize. We got such interesting discussions with Dr. J. Okay, somebody sent a picture. Oh, it's Bart Shedson. Is this a Bart sent a picture of, I don't know who that is. Is that Greason, or is that you, or with a giant Easter bunny in like it looks like a Walmart or something.
I thought
kind.
One was Bart and one was Greason.
Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe it's the Bart Greason. Anyways, explain this to me, Bart. It's good to hear from you. I'm catching up on what you're sending here. This says, other than birthday cake, what hors d'oeuvre gonna be served at this birthday gangbang?
I'm not sure if like anything's on the menu besides a water bottle. But you know, the digestive hour, I think we'll have some ketamine though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ketamine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
so
about it.
Wait, this gangbang, is it is Bunny the tell me the logistics
the
of this.
The centerpiece,
yeah,
if you will.
The centerpiece.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you know, 6-7 folks guys arrive. You think Ted are gonna show up? Okay, all right. I like the enthusiasm. And I mean, I've going over replies on Sunday, and you know, just keep checking in, because again, cold feet. Yeah, like keep like poking the fire. Like, you coming? Are you coming to go come? You know, if you will. And I think we scheduled 2 hours. Kind of like, don't lollygag. Nice to meet you, but get out of here after. You know what I mean? So yeah, it's not a potluck. Don't bring food. Don't do that. Yeah.
So is your for a gangbang for you, Dr. J, do you enjoy the watching of it? What is it you like about the gangbang?
It's the payoff for sure. It's like being able to satisfy someone's need or like their desire. Because I'm a service top and I get off on other people getting off. So I'm like, whatever needs to be done, like, let's get to it. Like, like, I can help. Yeah.
That's called a service task.
Yeah. I think a doer, you know, someone's got to do it.
Okay.
So everyone, you'd be surprised if you ask somebody, like, have you ever thought about, you know, a moresome, like threesome, foursome, moresome, orgy, if you will? Oh, yeah, totally. Like, but why haven't you done it? And then, you know, then that opens up a whole other conversation. Some people have no idea why they haven't done it.
Yeah. Why they haven't done a foursome?
Or like anything like that, concerning multiple bodies and sex and things like that.
Oh, but, yeah.
Yeah, the fantasy, if you will.
It is kind of hard to, like, get it, you know,
and then you,
the logistics of it.
Right, like, the logistics part. And then, again, what you're dealing with in today's modern age is like, it's whatever. Like, like, I can do it or I cannot, and I don't need to give an excuse, whatever, you know? So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let me, we've got some more texts. This person said, did Dr. J use his fisting partner like a ventriloquist doll? That was the question. And then there's like a sort of gif of a ventriloquist doll.
Yeah.
What?
Kind of. Wrist deep. Yeah, for sure.
Wrist deep.
Wrist
okay.
deep. Yeah.
Okay. You have a question? Or?
So you said you're reviewing replies on Sunday. How extensive are these replies? Are they like application? Do they send a headshot? Like, what all do you look over when deciding who would be a good participant for this gangbang?
Depending on the, you know, the person involved, or I guess like desired scene, I'll ask for more information. I usually bare minimum, what's your experience? And then when was the last time you got STI screened? Uh-huh. So basically like that, like standard things. I feel like they'll ask you on any like adult industry sort of, interview is like, uh-huh. When did you get your, you know, STI screen last? And what is your portfolio like?
Uh-huh. Good questions. Good questions.
Is that a requirement for you? You're just
I'm less concerned about that.
Yeah.
I kind of put like a general sense of like, we'd like, you know, this plus, yeah. Like that, like, but you know, at the end of the day, I'm like, if you can get it up, you can get it up. That's really the task at hand. That's really the thing you need to worry about. I'm like, are you comfortable around other people? Getting cockshy is very much a real thing. So I gotta say that for sure.
Yeah.
Hence me getting the Viagra ahead of time.
Or is this like a birthday gift?
This
for
is
you?
Like my first time ever having like my own, but he took me to a different one that I kind of participated in a little bit.
Oh yeah, there was someone else hosting like an orgy, and we attended as like guests. So that was like the first experience,
but
if you will.
This is different. This is just you. It's like sweet.
Dr. J and Bunny production.
Will you film it? Is that like a thing? I don't know if that's like.
I usually like, you know, I dabble in the content creation, yeah. And in this town there's plenty of people too, and you know, other you know, people that want to like add to their collection, personal collection and stuff. But I usually do no cameras, like again, standard protocol in like other sex spaces in this town. It's like you put your phone away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just like set up.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Camera.
I'm usually that's why I
say, you know, for a memory. No.
I mean, yes, for something, I'd rather you ask about it. I'm like, that's cool. And then I prefer no faces.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Feels like a lot. I'm like, go
for it. Discretion is like, it's a subtle art, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Pizza Johnny texting in, explaining.
Say Pizza Johnny.
Pizza Johnny says, okay, you know how weird it feels to come in this late in the show and then realize you missed it all? Yeah, it is. We were just talking. You should listen to the archive show because we were just talking about you right before you showed up. And he said, I had a drug story to tell, but it was only the propofol is very nice. I don't know what. Does anyone know? Do you know what that drug is, Dr. J? Propofol? I guess, and it says, I had to get a colonoscopy, and the lady who does the drugs was like, I usually get a cliffhanger. I'm not sure what that means.
Yeah.
Is that like a poop joke?
Yeah. You know, the dangly bits?
Yeah. I don't know if Pizza Johnny, sorry, these texts were sent a little bit ago, but can you clarify what I'm reading here? I'm not quite sure. Please, if you would like to text the show, 971-220-5979. We have comedian Michael Phelps is here. We have Emily Hempson is here. We have Hewitt, and tell me your last name again.
Pagensecker.
Hewitt Packensecker. I don't know. It's a little bit, some reason, I should be able to remember that. There are comedians around town. I love that you guys are coming by after your open mics and shows and stuff. So if you have any questions for the comedians or Dr. J or Adam the writer, text away. Manic Max is texting in, says, yo, Pizza Johnny, Dr. J is giving colonoscopies for free. It's true. It's true. There you go. Good one. Good one.
I am giving away, what is it? You know, I guess essentially for free, like pro bono, medical, Oregon medical, like, yeah, cannabis card, medical marijuana, like consults for medical paperwork.
Okay.
Yeah. So that is something I'm giving away for free, but yeah.
It's not quite a colonoscopy.
Not quite. It's, yeah. It's a, pro boner. Yeah. Canoscopy. A canoscopy. Okay. You know, get high beforehand. That's a service.
All right. Let me let's take a quick break because our last break of the show. We love to play bands that are playing in town this week. LA Witch is playing at the Hawthorne Theater on Tuesday night. So we're gonna play that. We're gonna play a song by them. Hold on. Just gotta get the. This is LA Witch. They're playing Hawthorne Theater Tuesday night.
To me. X-Ray FM is supported by Slingshot Lounge. Located in Southeast Portland on the corner of 56th and Foster, Slingshot Lounge offers an expansive game room, scratch cocktails, and a craft kitchen with a full menu until 2 a.m. Happy hour available weekdays from 3 to 7, and brunch weekends from noon to 4. Slingshot Lounge, decentralizing Portland since 2007.
Okay, hello, we are back. This is Sex, Drugs, and Basketball. This is the final segment of the show. On Thursday, March the 26th, if that's the date on your calendar, you have tuned in to a live broadcast of this show. We have a fun group of people here. We're broadcasting live from the back porch of the Slingshot Lounge. We've got Dr. J and Bunny. We've got Hewitt Packenpecker. Did I get that right?
The Slingshot. Wait. Happy to be here.
We have Michael Phelps, comedian. And Emily Hempson. Emily, what brings you out here tonight? Was there any particular like thing that you wanted to say on the radio or anything?
I just thought I'd come by after an open mic. I was like, let me talk into a microphone again. Good. Yeah, it'll be fun.
I love having the comedians come on by. And what about you, Hewitt? What brought you here tonight?
You know, I was excited about the prospect of coming here, but now I'm realizing, oh, I should have something like basketball, sex, or drugs theme plan. You know,
it's okay if you don't, but yeah.
I did just learn that I think the Moda Center got approved like a $600 million like upgrade or something that they're going to install or like you know renovate in, like by 2030, so.
It's sort of like this like I feel like it's a bummer for like that because we're worried we're going to lose the Blazers if we don't do that, but it's so the taxpayers have to pay it, all that. I think the Moda Center is fine. That's my opinion on it.
It'll be good. The Dame's coming back next year. It'll be a big year. Big couple years.
Yeah.
Coming
up. What Dr. J, do you have any basketball thoughts? I know you're kind of like
I got excited for the 2026-2027 Blazers today. Uh-huh. After, you know, hearing, I think, the local post game. They played last night, right?
Uh-huh.
So, like, the breakdown of the game last night and, you know, prospects about postseason. Uh-huh. And I really do like the turn of Donovan Klingon. And, like, definitely a great value for the team. And going into year three, I think,
he's
going to be a monster. And like you said, Dame's coming back for some senior leadership. Uh-huh. I think the team gelled with Drew Holiday, right? As like the elder on the team for now.
Yeah.
And I think Dame's been there, but like in civilian clothes, just giving some mentorship.
Uh-huh.
I think it really is like all gelling together. I think Scoot's like taking a turn going into year three.
Yeah, I haven't been able to watch him. Has he been playing well?
I think
this year?
As of late, yeah.
Okay.
Shane Sharp's out right now. But I think, you know, doing the slow roll, like, no rush, like, we'll see you in playoffs, like, get some rest, like, a whole bunch of other teams are right now.
Uh-huh.
But I'm excited for the 2026-27 Blazers for sure.
Do you think that there's any chance they make it out of the play-in and into the playoffs?
I think the chance is there. But the Warriors are busted up, right?
Uh-huh.
They're like 10. I forget who's like Phoenix is like at 8 or 9, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure the other teams, but yeah, I think Phoenix is
so
in there.
Like
Dallas,
I think
Dallas.
Out of like the four that are like what 8, 9 or like 7, 8, and 9 and 10, or like the ones that play each other. I think they got a chance for sure, but then it's playing with Houston or OKC. We can know our favorite OKC first round friends.
I know.
Right?
I think it would be good experience just to even if they just to
but,
play.
But the thing is, like, I feel like we've got confidence against OKC because we split the series this year.
That's right. That's
right.
Right.
So, like, let's go. Even field. Like, we got to get in there.
That would be funny if the Blazers end up.
Yo,
like,
it
like
would be fantastic if the Blazers took out their reigning champs first round. That's a story.
That would be a great story.
Yeah.
That would be.
And then, you know, who cares if they go out in the second round? You have that momentum into the next season.
Uh-huh.
Right.
There we go.
Believe.
Okay.
Believe, Rip City.
I do. This is my favorite time of year. This spring, like, I do love, like, I the Portland in the spring, like the flowers are blooming, the buds on the trees and all. And then it is like the NBA playoff basketball happens, and if the Blazers are in, it's just really fun. The whole city gets excited, and I don't know.
Most definitely.
Are you a Blazers fan, Michael?
Yeah, I am. Uh-huh. I grew up here, so lifelong Blazers fan.
Okay.
Had the ups and downs.
Uh-huh.
I'm also, like Dr. J, excited for Dame to come back.
Uh-huh.
It occurred to me as we were going around that I think I was duped by a fake internet announcement.
Oh, really?
Because I couldn't find any verification on my phone, but I was stupidly scrolling through Facebook or Instagram and saw a graphic that was like Brandon Roy to be head assistant coach of the Trailblazers, and it occurred to me as I was sitting here, and then I was like, oh, that's probably fake. That's probably a lie that someone put out on the internet.
Where's Chauncey at, though? Chauncey
what
watch?
Happened to Chauncey?
The new coach starts on the 30th this month, right? I heard we have a new coach that's just about to clock in, like, on their first day.
Oh,
I don't know their name, but I was just told this information.
Brandon, I would be an awesome story. So, Brandon, if you're not like a close Blazers fan, like Brandon Roy was a star Trailblazer who like ended his career early because of knee troubles, and he went on to coach high school basketball. I know, so you know it would be an awesome story as if he came and coached the Blazers. But I guess maybe
it would really make such great sense.
Yeah, it would be fun to root for. If you don't also know, it's like the Blazers lost their head coach because of like a gambling mafia scandal, which took out Chauncey Billups. But no one was really that sorry to see him go. I felt like in the Blazer fandom world, like he wasn't that popular coach anyways. I don't know if you felt.
This is a cool scandal to go out on, like in such a blaze of glory.
Uh huh. Yeah, it's kind of true. Like what? Yeah, he was a really good player. Like I remember Chauncey Billups as a player was really awesome, but then as a coach, he wasn't. You know, there wasn't much to him.
It's wild. Yeah, someone really cool.
I know. There's
my dad's name is Chauncey.
In modern times, we're just like, oh, Chauncey.
Okay. Top of the list if I ever have kids, but now I'll scratch it off, Emily. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think it worked for him. I mean, or it still works for him. He.
He's not a young guy.
No.
That name.
Yeah, he's like in his 50s, Chauncey
Billups.
Yeah,
that makes sense. That makes sense.
Too recent. That's too recent for that name. Also, like, is he just wearing like riding boots and like? I mean,
if
you can't have that name and just casually be walking down the street, are you kidding me?
You should tell that to Chauncey himself. He pulls it off pretty well. I actually never really thought he doesn't have like an affect. Like
is he American?
He's like a black guy. He's American, and he doesn't like seem like he's like a British Chauncey fellow.
Wild.
Yeah. So
I don't know this name. I just have not heard it.
Yeah.
In recent
time. I think the dog in Mad Men's named Chauncey, like one of the dogs in Mad Men's Chauncey.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that dog.
Abandoned.
Maybe it's the dorkiness of his name that got him into like illegal underground gambling mafia.
Well, apparently what he was doing was they were having these poker games when they would try to attract like wealthy suckers to play with like sharks who would steal their money, and then they would lure them in with like having former NBA players would invite these like suckers to come play. And so Chauncey was one of those people who was in charge of recruiting. I think they called them fish or whales or something.
Invite all your other Chauncey friends.
Yeah.
To the
like bring it. Yeah. It was like bringing in these people to get fleeced by, I
heard he had like x-rays under the table that were like reading.
Yeah.
Down cards.
Yeah.
Like,
there was some sort of
technologies
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Like that.
I mean, The way I felt about that story was, first of all, like, if it was the people that were getting fleeced were probably like multi-millionaire, billionaire type people. So I didn't feel that bad about them getting to me, that wasn't like the crime that needed solving. Like, they're getting fleeced by a bunch of NBA players.
But I think, as the details are going on, it's a malarkey, a whole bunch of it.
Oh, really?
I think it's another attempt to rake Portland through the mud.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like bigger pictures.
Because that was like Cash Patel, Trump, who did
that. The FBI is a joke, if you didn't know that already. Uh-huh. If you needed more time to figure that out. But it is, let me tell you that right now. I said it on the air. You can scratch this out in the archives. I don't want people watching me.
I could see that. That was like...
Because like him and his attorney were adamant day one, less than 24 hours, this is unbiased. We will have our day in court. Good day. Like, they were prepped, yo.
Really?
Yeah.
He's not gonna...
Like they're trying to throw something at the wall and see what sticks. Uh-huh. Like, someone's got to go down for it. And he just happened to be... Uh-huh. On the map as a possible, I think, person, in my opinion. Again,
I think it was also like, so the head of the FBI is this guy Cash Patel, who is like a podcaster and like a big bro dude, like, and I think that
a tool,
yeah, kind of a tool, and he basically just like was trying to make some sort of high profile arrest to show that they were doing something about sports gambling or something, like, as if like it just was like, of all the things that need, all the problems that need solving in America, like, that was not, he shouldn't have.
I'm going to show up at your house at 6:30 in the morning and arrest you in front of your family.
Okay, this text says, Chauncey Pops, Sunday mornings 10 to 11 on X-Ray. Oh, there's maybe another person named Chauncey that
you've made.
Oh, is a DJ,
yeah.
A DJ named Chauncey Pops? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, how do you feel now, Emily? You've made fun of an X-Ray DJ. Yeah.
Maybe, pretend that didn't happen. It didn't happen. It's just like,
I'm not traveling internationally, so I won't get stopped at the border and like have my phone scoured through or anything. I think I'm all right.
For saying that the FBI is a joke?
Or something similar to that.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we have reached the final minutes of the show. So, let's do final thoughts, starting with Hewitt. You have final thoughts or just goodbye for the show?
Hey, I just appreciate you having me on. Dr. J, I really like that take about, maybe there's a bigger picture here with the Chauncey Billups thing and the FBI, thinking outside the box. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Waterboy Hugh out.
Bunny, final thoughts? Bunny's declining to skip.
Gangbang review to come.
Oh, yeah. We're looking forward to hearing about this gangbang.
See you next Thursday.
Michael Phelps?
Oh, yeah. I'll just do a final plug. My father's place every Friday at 9, and then this Sunday at the Waypost at 7:30, there's going to be a great comedy show. I'm going to be on it. It's going to be hosted by a friend and comedy colleague, Aaron Thomas. So if you want some good comedy, there's some options for you.
The Waypost on Saturday?
The Waypost on Sunday.
Oh, Sunday.
Sunday,
okay.
Waypost, 7:30.
Thank you, Michael. All right, cool. Emily?
I'm just as excited to hear about how this gangbang goes. I want to know how many people show up, and I am curious. I also do.